Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two of the most well-known men in the world bickering on social media. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more on the online spat between President Trump and Elon Musk.
President breaking his silence after the billionaire called his signature spending bill a disgusting abomination.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
Musk warning about the level of spending in the bill, which the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says will add $3 trillion to the national debt.
Amid the fight, Musk threatened to pull the SpaceX Dragon rockets contract with NASA. Trump threatened to pull the government's contracts with Tesla. Overnight, the mood seemed to soften a bit, with Musk saying the two should end their feud for the good of the country. A Russian missile and drone attack across Ukraine has killed at least three people in the capital of Kyiv. The nighttime assault lasted for hours and is believed to be retaliation for the surprise drone strikes that took out Russian air defenses. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes. The wait is over. The Oshkosh Farmers Market kicks off the 2025 season tomorrow. Executive Director Michelle Schmid-Schultz says the Oshkosh Farmers Market does offer craft booths and entertainment, but it's agriculturally driven, with farmers and ranchers taking up most of the booth spaces.
Our focus is to keep America's farmers thriving, and so we always promote them, look for ways to help them. A lot of our programs focus on healthier eating and guide people to buying healthier food choices, such as fruits and vegetables and fresh cut meats. So we really gear a lot of our focus on all the other things we do to helping those farmers thrive.
The Oshkosh Farmers Market is from 8 till 12:30 in the 400 and 500 blocks of Main Street and the 100 block of Church Street in downtown Oshkosh. It's Saturdays through October. Two bodies were pulled from the waters in Door County this week. On Wednesday, Door County Sheriff's officers recovered the body of a female from the Bay of Green Bay near Little Strawberry Island. On Thursday morning, Sturgeon Bay police recovered a male from the water near the Door County Maritime Museum. Both incidents remain under investigation. A breakdown in negotiations over a tax cut and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he will not announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline. But those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA, the Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off. Jump shot.
The Pacers win 111-110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with the quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower later today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, mid 70s. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60. Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Brady Ewing, three-time Big Ten champion with Wisconsin Badgers and the NFL, will be with us to talk sports, and Peter Rapine of EPOM's World with a humorous week in review.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Albaugh Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This segment brought to you by Amplify, Bellin Sports Medicine. Mark Hewson in the house. Todd, we have a very special guest talking about something very big going on right now.
And we do. I'll take this. Last night, I think the word Supervisor Evans used was epic. A vote last night to relocate the coal piles here in Green Bay. They've been there for 120 years. I think we've been fighting to move them for the last 60 years. And it happened last night. Supervisor Evans, welcome.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to come on the show. And Mark, I'm sorry we're going to reduce the injuries for you guys with skiing Green Bay, but you'll have to find somebody else to come and
Pat, this is big news, so you guys definitely take this time.
Yeah. So, Pat, what did you think last night? Were you expecting a unanimous vote? I kind of liked what you just said, you know what Pat said. I was going to take 20 seconds, because if you don't vote for this, you're probably not going to get reelected. And he took a little pushback. But anyway, I thought that was fun.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't anticipating there was four supervisors that I was worried that weren't going to support it. And then it came down to, I talked to a couple of my friends, maybe we get it. But that's where I decided to make that push on. And, Mayor, you've seen this in politics. People can do great work for many years, and one vote gets them pushed out of office. And you remember former alderman supervisor Dan Hafes, and that happened to Dan on a vote years ago. And I remember him telling me, yeah, I'm talking to this guy and blah, 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 but, whatever. So, that can happen. So I just pressed that. But it was a great vote, historic. You'll remember, I mean, we've been working on this. When you first came into office as mayor, remember we were meeting with C. Rice, we had the Kelso administration, and we thought things were going to go. And then the one day she decides, no, I'm not even going to the meeting, and blows it out of the water. So,
some setbacks.
This has been going on for 20 years.
Pat, what was it, though? I mean, this thing was, you kind of looked at it 3 weeks ago, we felt really good, and it's like, we got to put this on hold. And everybody's like, come on, you guys. What moved it last night? Or what? Was it? Because you didn't give us the deal. I mean, you guys went into closed session, kicked us out, negotiated a little bit, or talked a little bit more, and then came back in and took the vote.
Well, really, what happens there? I mean, this is what happens when these are big negotiations. It's not like people just get together and you've known this for years that you just sit down and an hour later you come to a deal. Really, it was that. C. Rice upped the money. They went to $350,000 versus the $100,000.
Okay.
They're going to be able to swap. Really, what they're doing is people think that the coal is going to go to the Pulliam site. It's not. It's going to go to the Fox River Terminal, where they have salt already, and they're just flipping it because it's going to work easier for them to put the coal piles where the salt was and then move the salt to the area that we're going to develop. They got 16 acres, where before they were about 14.
Yeah.
It's a 60-year lease. They wanted 100, but, you know, people on the county, some of the county board members only wanted like 25.
Okay.
And so,
some give and take.
Yeah, that was a good give and take. Yeah. And then the only thing I still have, you know, a little trepidation about is, and I said this in closed session, is that, but I mean, I guess both parties agreed to it, was to have a September 15th deadline to execute the entire lease.
Right.
I mean, I said, could we push that out? But if everybody's agreeing to it, I mean, everything is basically set in stone. It's just getting the whole lease agreement done because, you know, we have to build out that site. The people need to know that are listening, it's that the coal piles aren't going to be gone next month.
Right. You know? What, 3 years?
They're going to be there for another probably a year to 2 years because they're just going to, you know, use them down. And there could be anywhere between 12 to 18 months of coal at that site as it is. We need time to develop a port. I mean, we got to put in a port out there. I mean, to build a little port wall and everything. And then we, you know, we're looking at some rail as well. So it's going to rail, of course. So there's some work that's going to be done and it's going to take some time.
But it's going to happen. That's what happened last night. It's going to happen. I heard 2 years, maybe even up to 3 years. It's going to be relocated. And then the development's got to start. So this is a long process, but it's happening. I mean, it's like acquiring something. At least you got it. Now you got to work out the details. So I just want to congratulate you. You've been on the county board, what, 22 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 22 years. So. And I haven't missed a meeting yet. So I've
missed awesome.
Some,
all right.
I've missed some committee meetings, but I haven't missed that. But, you know, I'm just real happy with the way that we were able to move forward. I appreciate you and Mayor Jaden being there. I didn't really, not taking a shot at anybody, but, you know, it was interesting to see all the different state representatives.
Oh, they all showed up.
They all showed up there for that. Oh, and then they're going to tell us, oh, yeah, you guys got to work together and come to agreement. This is so great. I'm like, no, you guys go back to your place in Madison. And you guys start working together and figure things out.
But that was great last night. And you mentioned the word epic. So just thanks for what you're doing. We look forward to the next 2-3 years to get these things relocated. And all right, have a good weekend, too. Thanks you for joining us, Pat. Pat Evans, Brown County Board.
You all have a great day.
All right. Brown County Board Supervisor was instrumental in getting these things relocated. So, isn't that great?
It's great news.
I mean,
great news.
Like, about time news.
Yeah.
I think everybody feels that way. Like, about time, right? So we've been driving and seeing those things.
It's
prime property. Like I was saying, I was involved with a group to try to bring that baseball stadium here to Green Bay at the Shipyard District. Because people don't see. I mean, that spot, looking over that river, we've got a nice landscape to look at now. And it's not like high rises or whatever, but it's a nice horizon. But you almost have to be on the water to see it when you're going down Broadway. There's prime property on that river, on that east side of west side of the river that, man, and potential is huge.
We talk about Amplify and how, you know, healthcare, how it's growing. That will spur growth on the west side of Green Bay.
Not just
that 35 acres. You go further west, that's going to be
and
great.
And it needs it, let's be honest.
Oh, gosh, it needs it bad. That some of that housing needs to be upgraded. There's just years and years of opportunity out there.
Yeah, now it's just, people have to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
But it's that's a huge vote coming forward for the community.
Yeah.
So Mark Cusin, Amplify, Bellin Health, Sports Medicine. We were just talking, Lisa Hale had a good thing on her whole WISCO week, or not her entire, but one of the main themes is safety in the summer. And we were talking about an emergency room doctor I talked to one time, or actually I read about it, you know, and he had a top 10 things. The only things I can remember about was about his daughters or his kids. It's like, you don't drive a motorcycle until you absolutely know what you're doing and you're whatever, and you do every safety thing. When you ride a bike, you got to be bright. You got to wear the brightest clothes possible or have a light or whatever. You never dive into water that's not at least like twice as deep as you are head first. Those are just some of the things. What about for yourselves, Mark? And another thing she talked about was young kids. Even young kids can get dehydrated. I mean, you know, I was watching a thing last night. It's an amazing thing. I can't think of the name of it. It's a documentary on soldiers in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And they were walking across the desert, kind of, and they were taking fire. And everybody had to run to this one thing. And there's where's so-and-so? Where's so-and-so? And they saw him laying down. Like, you know, and it's like, oh, my God, he must have been hit. They went out there. Well, he had passed out. Mm-hmm. He said, all of a sudden, things start turning. I just passed out. And so, I mean, it can have most well-trained people don't understand. Once that hits,
It's a scary situation, isn't it, Mark? In the heat.
And think about it here. You know, and we just talked about it. I think when you were gone, heat, when it gets warm, we're not used to it. So you just got to be, you know, you got to get used to it. You got, you
acclimate
know, clothing.
Yourself,
yeah, acclimate. I mean, it's one of those things, though, you just don't figure it out. So when you go overseas where it's warmer over there and the sun's just baking down, you know, it takes a time. So it is. I mean, but you know what a lot of this is? School's out, summer begins.
Yeah.
People are more active. I think I heard you guys on the radio talking about, you know, when you're driving, more kids are out. Boom. You know, and so it's, you know, everyone's just out. Everyone's out doing more activity. So when we talk about safety, it could be just, are you being seen? Are you doing something safe? You know, we always see injuries go up at this point. You know, kids are out of school. They're on, you know, monkey bars. They're on trampolines and different things happen. You hope that these things don't happen, but hey, how can you prevent them?
You know, it's kind of weird though. I've noticed this last weekend with my granddaughters. When it was my kids, it's like, ah, whatever. Yeah, your guys are fine. But when it's your granddaughters, stop running. Get away from me. You know what I mean? It's like much more nervous around them.
But like a driver's ed teacher said, and that was what, when we get a license 50 years ago, is that where there's a ball, there's a kid, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. Kids are out. And you know, they're playing and they're excited, and they should be excited. They're out of school.
But I also talk about this of, you know, I was building a deck the last couple weekends. My wife telling me, hey, are you putting on your sunscreen?
Yeah.
You know, as simple as, and I'll admit, I was one of those guys who have done woodworking and not putting on glasses. And then you saw something. All it takes is one little piece kick up and catch you in the eye or mouth or face. Yeah. So it's one of those things. Put on your glasses. Put on your hearing protection. I mean, there's things that you can do. Think about how many times I probably went to a concert where now you can get those little foam, put them in your ears. You still can hear the concert, but it helps your hearing.
I was doing right before Dominic's graduation from high school, we're getting the party ready, and I forget what it was. I needed this metal like corner piece for something, a plant or whatever. Okay, so it's like I'll just do it super quick. So I just grabbed it and I cut it and I just grinded it a little bit. I didn't put on the safety glasses because it could be one small thing. A piece of metal came up and it hit me right here. Okay, there might still be a scar. If that had been, what, an eighth of an inch, I could have lost my eye.
Yeah.
In that quick of a thing. Yeah. It's like, this could take 10 seconds, and that piece hit me like a BB gun right there.
Well, that guy, the doctor, put out the top 10 things you got to do for safety in the summer. Wearing a helmet's got to be way up there, way, way up there. Oh. For not just biking, but for skateboarding, for rollerblading. That's not the most popular thing anymore, but I mean, just a helmet, and there's some cool looking helmets. You just got to have your kid pick out whatever one they want.
Yeah, I think color. And I'll, you know, make stickers.
They can
put
names on them if they want.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but it's, you know, I heard you talk about the Flukies. They're gonna preach this, but it's like, think of how many times that, Tracy was, they were hit, you know, and if you did not have the helmet on, you know, how that could have affected you. So it split second.
Right.
So many, you know, you're just talking about cutting something. You're gonna do something real quick. You don't think it's gonna happen. And then bam. So yeah, it's one of those things. Guess what? You have to kind of think ahead.
And the other thing is drowning. We had somebody on the show a couple times talking about that. And, you know, life preservers, they're cheap. They're just, they're comfortable. It's, you know, just like,
sometimes
on.
I think it's just being aware.
Or the auxiliary.
Right.
Coast Guard auxiliary.
Sometimes it's just being aware.
Right.
You know, like, we love going over Two Rivers, Neshota Beach. It may be one of the best beaches, maybe in the Midwest.
No question.
It's one of the most hidden gems.
Absolutely.
But if it's cold, you know, you go over there June, July, it could still be a little cold. Or if the waves start to come in, it's kind of like, hey.
We were there, Jim, I think it was last summer I told you, or the summer before, we were there, and it started getting kind of nasty with the waves, and we saw a bunch of kids. It's like, boy, they seem a little further out. Yep. And one of the kids drowned.
Oh,
do you remember that? It was a year ago or 2 years ago.
See, the further you get out, the further the water's taken out. You don't know that. Right.
I got nervous watching them.
And it can happen so quick.
Yep. Yeah.
So I think it's one of those things. You have to be aware. You have to be aware of other friends, people you're with. And just sometimes speak up and say, hey, maybe we need to head back in.
Yeah.
Or, hey, is that what's going on? So it's I think that's, you know, when you guys, you know, talk about summer kicking off, and it's just being aware and probably just thinking ahead. So, you know, I'll, again, go back to sunscreen. My wife says, did you apply it? Sure. Did you apply it again, you know, at lunchtime or this afternoon? Yeah. Afternoon? Nope.
Well, my dermatologist asked me, like, what kind of sunscreen do you use? And I told myself, I'm going to be completely honest, I've never used sunscreen one time in my entire life. Yeah. I've used baby oil, I've used Hawaiian Tropic, I've used whatever, and I've never used sunscreen.
Yeah. John, my dad drove a concrete truck for 30 plus years, and I would say.
Did he have his arm out the window? Because that's one of the leading causes of skin cancer is truck drivers.
Bucket hat was probably his biggest thing. Yeah. So you just got to take care of yourself.
Mark Cusin, Amplify, Bell and Sports Medicine. Stay with us, brother.
All right.
By the way, shameless plug coming up. Do I have time real quick here, Todd? 10 seconds. We'll deal with the Miracle League of Green Bay starts tomorrow. We'll talk about that.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24-7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Summer. It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For a complete list of contest rules, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, time to do it. Time for the Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest with all the details. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. It's our Scotty Summer text to win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right, now this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, warm. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for $100 cash, and that keyword again is warm. You got until the end of the hour to play along with Mino and the mayor, and they need your
We need your support. Come on. Think about it.
Yeah, we're here early.
Every day what we do for you people, it's unbelievable. How much thanks do we get? None. Do we want thanks? No. No, we don't. We do it for you.
Today's the date.
Yeah, somebody just texted in the word warn, W-O-R-N. So you, you double check that warm, W-A-R-M.
Warm. Warm. Once again, shameless plug here for our man Todd. Miracle League of Green Bay starts tomorrow at Alloy Optimus Park. It's a beautiful facility right on Libel. Would that be Libel or Baird? At that part, I guess.
Yeah, right? Well, I guess it switches over there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But, runs through June and July. 215 players on 16 different teams. It's the 19th season of the Miracle League. Provides kids with mental or physical challenges an opportunity to play baseball. Stop by anytime. Todd of Green Bay. Folks, I know Manitowoc has one and different places. It is one of the greatest athletic type of things that has come up over the last 20 years in this community.
Yeah, and they got a great concession stand there. And it's just,
the kids are in uniforms.
Right. That's awesome.
And I think, Jim, you hit it, or John, you said it's in multiple communities too.
Yeah. Right.
That's what's great. You probably barely drive 10, 15 miles and just take your kids out, take your families out, support that group.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to laugh, but I was doing a story one time when Manitowoc was putting there, a really great friend of mine was very instrumental in getting it built and everything, doing fundraisers. So I went down, did a story on it. I said, could you have a couple of the kids? You know, I'm like, sure. And he goes, well, I've got this one kid who's really good, you know, like infielder and stuff. And he was hitting, and I was right behind, like right about shooting over his head. And the guy hit a little bit of a harder one that he did, and it took one of those hops. And the kid ducked and hit my camera and knocked the lens right out of the camera. I said, I thought they said, you're come on, what do you think? I'm crazy or something? I'm not getting in front of that. It's like, it was the coolest. And we used that for a promo for years. The ball hitting the camera and knocked it off.
So, Mark, Amplify Bellin. The Bellin's coming up, or the Bellin Amplify, whatever you're calling it. The run.
Yeah, it's called the Bellin Run.
It is.
Still continue to be called the Bellin Run.
10,000 at least people are going to join that thing, and June 14th.
Yeah, a week from Saturday. So it's coming quick. It's usually we say it's kickoff summer. There's so many things but there's a lot of things already going on. You know, kids are out of school. I'll tell you what, that's another great support of Kids for Running program in that run. You know, there's a lot of kids that will come, you know, the school's done, but they'll come back out this next week and they'll run the 5Ks, 10K, depending. Most of those kids run 10K, 6.2 miles.
Yep.
That's awesome, man.
A lot of people walk that too, which I think is very cool.
Yeah, walk it. There's a 5K now. You know, I think there's, you know, it's not like everyone's doing marathons. And it takes a lot of commitment. So come out and do, you know, you can walk or run 5K.
And you're that Friday night before the spaghetti dinner, and you get, that's a community event. I mean, that's not an individual event where you, I think people do, you get timed, you got this.
It's a big social event.
It is.
Yep.
You got music
after. A great setting in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, music and there's activities and there's, come out and see the elite runners and get autographs and, I haven't seen the list of who's all coming in, but.
I'll be honest, I've never run it or walked it, but I have been there in spirit by carbo loading. To show my support.
John's Bellin Run is always the Friday night before.
I do want to say, though, you talked about getting hard. Runners are pretty friendly people. You know, sometimes people get a little standoffish, but runners don't. I mean, those guys will take pictures with your kids. Oh. They'll sign it.
Come up and ask. Yeah,
they're great.
They're more than willing to autograph and talk. And
That's a fun event. I just done that for years.
You know, it's funny. I remember one time for NBC 26, we televised the Bellin. Okay, so my day was, I did that and then went out and worked the Jerry Perrins event after. That was a long day, and that's coming up. Dave, that's coming up Saturday, correct? The Jerry Perrins ride for cancer. What a great thing Jerry's done over the years, huh?
Yeah, it's, again, just giving back to your community, supporting it. You know, and heck, I've told people for that Jerry Perrins run ride is if you don't have a motorcycle, you can still go to the side of the road, find out where that, you know, the road is, and
it's fun.
Watch them go by.
Sunday, June 8th.
Right.
Sunday.
Okay.
And the Bellin is Saturday.
Nope. Bellin is the 14th.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a week. Okay. But there was one weekend where it was both the exact same day.
Used to be the same day.
But. Yeah.
What's cool about...
Pay no attention to what I say factually.
Thank you.
This is factual. The Bellin on the 14th, and on the 15th is Father's Day.
Yep.
And there's that big event at the... at the baseball thing for Feed My Starving Children.
The Rockers.
So, that's Vanessa. Right. And there's just a lot to do. You got to look a little bit, and so much of the stuff we do here in Green Bay, we were talking about that yesterday, is family focused. It's not date night. I mean, it's great. There's a lot of that too, but I mean, it's just, there's things that the kids can go with you.
Family focused, but either no cost or very little cost.
Right.
You know, I think that's the other thing. It's not going to cost you a ton to do it. We just named a whole bunch of things. It's very little cost to no cost.
Right.
That's you're good at driving by yourself.
You know what?
Do you ever go to a buffet by yourself?
I've done that. I can't say I've gone to a drive-in, but I heard that. Yes. Everyone should go through a drive-in. And there's a whole bunch of them in this area.
I know.
Freedom, Chilton, one up in Georgetown.
Chilton was the one I was trying to think of. But you wouldn't go by yourself.
No, I don't think so.
No, that would be...
Somebody texted in, though. That one was on the corner. Do you still have that text time?
Yeah, the one on Velpin.
About where it was?
Velpin.
Because we'd come down for that one Packer game we were allowed to come down to, and you'd see that, and it's like, oh, is that huge?
I got to find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Yeah, if I went by myself, I'd be checking that back seat, make sure that those kids aren't in their back seat.
No, let me tell you something. When I went by myself, that back seat was lonesome. Just being honest.
Right. You know, again, now, cost you something to go to a drive-in. Do it once.
No question.
You know, we laugh. My anniversary's coming up, and we always go up to Door County, and we see that drive-in, and it's just, it's never worked out. But I think if you're up there for a week, to do it. But around here, Field of Scenes is down in Freedom.
That's right.
They used to have two projectors. I don't know if they still do, but
great concession stand there.
Yeah.
Great concession stand. It was Valley Drive-In, yeah. Velpa Avenue. You could sneak in under the fence. Who is that?
Patty.
Criminal.
Patty.
Way to go, Patty.
Well, where's your car?
Wow. Patty, I bet you smoked across the street with school, too.
How do you listen to
You're
it,
one
though?
Of those girls. We're going to set a quick break.
.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Everyone gets to enjoy Wisconsin State parks, trails, and waters for free this coming weekend. Brittany Merlot tells us how it coincides with Clean Water, Clean Boats, and annual drain campaign.
It's the 13th annual Free Fun Weekend, where state park admission fees are waived, fishing licenses aren't needed, and neither are trail passes for the first weekend in June. You get to explore 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, and 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 inland lakes.
Definitely in Wisconsin, we know that we have a challenge of having invasive species in our waters, and we can definitely take steps, keep them where they're found, and prevent them from spreading further.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Water educator with UWSP. We've got spiny water fleas and zebra mussel larvae that are nearly impossible to spot.
Microscopic to tiny and invisible when they're first born, so not something you could see with the naked eye. And then they'll slowly get to a little bit larger size, to being about the inch and a quarter, you know, adult size. So definitely the larvae are not something that you would very easily spot in water. They would have to be getting to larger adult size before you'd be able to see them.
So, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging people to drain water from their boats at the launch and asking us to clean equipment before going to another water body.
WISS has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WISS.fm to sign up. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower later today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, mid 70s. Sunday, scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show.
It's Pride Month, and Northeast Wisconsin is blooming with opportunities to celebrate. Dana Johnson with Fox Valley Pride and Mel Davis of Rainbow Alliance Advocacy will be our guides.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3.
105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
It's Pride Month, and Northeast Wisconsin is blooming with opportunities to celebrate. Dana Johnson with Fox Valley Pride and Mel Davis of Rainbow Alliance Advocacy will be our guides.
Saturday and Sunday.
Summer, summer, summer.
All right, time to text to win with the Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest. Jim Schmidt, John Mino.
Hey, thank you very much. It is Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you in one of our grand prize drawings of Wisconsin Dells Area Vacation or Door County Vacation.
All right, so this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, warm. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour, it's $100 you could win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword is warm. Get the app and text it in to win. Good luck from Jim and John Mino and the mayor.
Hey, once again, today is the 81st anniversary of D-Day. Right now, this was taking place in Normandy. And I want to read the excerpts of an interview I did with another local gentleman who was heavily involved on this day. I was 29 years old and had a baby at home. We'd been told that they weren't going to draft married guys with kids. I probably could have gotten out, but like everybody else I knew, I thought, what the heck? I might as well go in and do my duty. After a while, I wondered why I was so foolish. I was in an anti-tank unit at Fort Bragg when one night they burst through the door and told us we're now in the 82nd Airborne. I could have fallen through the floor. Airborne? Well, they put us in a glider unit. Our gliders were made of aluminum. Thank God they weren't like the plywood ones. Thank God I don't know how those guys survived. They all seemed to burst apart as soon as they landed. All I remember on the trip over was the flak. That's all you could see. I swear it felt like you could walk on it. I can't believe we didn't get knocked down. I still don't know how in the devil we got over in one piece. I don't know how they missed us. I consider myself a lucky guy. That's all it was. Pure luck. The landing was pretty rough. There was a lot of stuff set up to bust up the gliders. Stuff nobody knew about. A lot of gliders got clobbered by the hedgerows and whole squads were wiped out. We lost our first guy right after we landed. It was one of our young guys, one of those guys who never complained about anything. A shell hit near him and tore his back wide open. That was hard for all of us. A lot of people talk about how tough the gliders had it. But you know, I still think we had it a damn sight easier than the guys landing on the beach. Those guys were in the water. They caught hell. Those poor guys, they paid the price. Dennis Nagin, 87 Airborne Glider Unit, Kakana.
Well,
there you go. We're talking about Cowboy Dave here, and his dad was in the unit there and the gliders, and a lot of those were built in the UP. And, Mark, I know the respect you have for all of our veterans, and once again, 81. You know, the thing is, too, it's like, you know, those were guys that grew up around us.
How you doing today?
Todd, what in the world is going on here? I thought we didn't have our musical guest for another hour. Who is this guy? Why is he here?
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Kevin Van Ness. You are just one of my favorites. So.
Who's the guy you dragged in with you there, Kevin? One job.
Official donuts.
All right.
It is donut
these
day.
These are donuts.
Wow. Uncle Mike, now we're talking to you. Yeah.
Look at these.
We're good to go here.
Happy Uncle Mike. To the mayor.
All right. Wow. Thank you. Kevin, and we're going to be seeing you. We've been promoting that Jackson's
Care. Hey, have him sit down right there. There's a couple mics, microphones. Come on over.
All right.
Big Daddy?
Hey, guys.
Big Daddy, dude.
Well, we got a couple things going on.
Yeah, let's hear about what you got going on. I'm just getting older.
We've got Jackson Square is going to be a fun one because there's a lot of events at night and all over the place.
But in honor of Jim's birthday?
In honor of Jim's birthday. But thank you, John. We're in discussion, and I think you had downtown Green Bay in here a few days ago.
We did.
We said, what do you have during the day that people would like to just come and get a sandwich or something during the lunchtime? Or some of the seniors that are a little more intimidated coming down at night and parking in the mall and stuff like that. And I mean, where the old parking ramps were. And so we said, maybe we should do one. So we're actually teamed up with downtown Green Bay on the 26th.
Yeah.
And they're moving into Jackson Square.
Which is where they used
you
to be.
You probably remember that, Mayor, where sure the old ones used to be with the Y and the churches.
I was not happy when that moved, so that's great that that's coming back.
So they're going to have food trucks and ice cream trucks, yep. And we're playing a two-hour concert from 11-1, free for all ages. Come and have lunch. Bring your mom, folks out, seniors. It's just a great
super
bonding.
Walkable. It's just, yeah, that's going to be great.
And then this coming week. I got partner in crime here,
yes.
Danny D.
Danny D, what's up?
Hey! He's got a fabulous rock and roll show that I'm playing in.
Yeah.
And Daddy can kind of talk about that.
Okay, may I just say something first? Did you have a show last night?
We did not have a show last night.
Did you have a party or something you had to go to? Or?
Yeah, why is that?
Look at his shirt.
Has it got stuff on? Oh, it's inside out. That's hilarious.
You know, oh my gosh, my wife is going to kill me. My wife is going
to
kill me.
You think he was playing with the talk of the town or something?
What? Dad, did you oversleep?
Can
you
okay, yeah. Can I just tell you?
Todd has something you'd like to say.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's the thing. Of all the people to point somebody else's faults out, you know.
Mino.
You know.
You know what the old saying from the movie Clerks?
You're flapping.
I hope it feels good. There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others.
Okay.
Mino, that's kind of like when I played in New Orleans and you get done at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Full disclosure, I got to be honest, I haven't had a drink in 13 years.
Yeah, I know, okay.
So
I
don't want anybody to start thinking I'm you know, hitting
are
the sauce.
Are you still sniffing glue, though, or no?
Well, never. Never.
Nice.
I got a gasoline habit I lean on, yeah. But
come clean. The shirt's dirty. That's okay.
No, let me tell you. So I got up this morning, and my dear bride was asleep. I didn't want to wake her up, so I grabbed the shirt that I had laid out.
Yeah.
I put it on, and then I got here. I cannot believe my shirt's inside.
You
got to
get the graminals, whatever that's called.
Oh, my
the
gosh. Animals how embarrassing.
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
Anyway, so what do you got going on besides Inside Out shirts?
Okay, yeah, that's the name of the band.
That is a good name of a band.
It's the Vibra Slaps the Inside Outs. Okay, we got old-time rock and roll at the Riverside Ballroom.
That's your love favorite place, isn't it?
I tell you, we do shows at Riverside, and we'll do some at the Automobile Gallery, too. We enjoyed that.
Those are great venues.
They are.
This one here is at the Riverside Ballroom. It's music of the 60s and 70s. It runs June 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. We have a matinee on the 12th, but that's sold out. So we've got some great tickets available for the 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can go on daddydys.com, daddyds.com, or call 920-371-2250. Give me a little time because I'll need to change my shirt.
Yeah.
Order today and get a free shirt.
Yeah. That's some good research for the show. How many people will mention that to him?
You know what?
Yeah.
You call in and you mention my Inside Out shirt, I'll save you the sales tax. How does that sound? 5.5% here in Green Bay.
We'll and you know Shelly's going to kill you when you get home, right?
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, and listen, here's the kind of music we're doing. If something you dig, come on down and check it out. We're doing the Four Seasons, Walk Like a Man, In His Kiss, Runaway, some Beatles, When I'm 64, Hey Jude, I Fought the Law, The Wall One, Aquarius, Give Me Some Lovin', Staying Alive, Dancing Queen, Little Elvis, Can't Help Falling in Love with You. I got the music in me. You lost that love and feeling.
This all sounds awesome.
I mean, come on.
We know them all. We know them all.
Do them all. I'm doing a feature with what? Chuck Mangione. Yeah. Feels so good on soprano sax.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a great part of the show.
I sent Todd a little sample that. Maybe they'll play that later.
By the way, we've got a texture I need to read from one of our listeners. Oh, my. I cannot let him out of the house on his own. LOL. Good morning, everybody. Happy birthday, Jim. Shelley.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Come on now.
Yeah, we're going to probably remember this. Not because it's my birthday.
Let's never mention it again.
From now on, when I come in, I'm wearing my shirt inside out. I'm just going to.
Oh, man. You guys have fun. I mean, I will say that.
I love that lineup of songs.
And you love what you're doing. That's what I really enjoy about your show. And Kevin, this is your
Busy time. We just played this week. It was a lot of fun. We played with the Car Club the Dementia Curative over on the west side.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Yep.
All the cars came, and then we did a half an hour concert, and the place went wild.
Yeah. They yeah. usually does when you get up on the table.
Yeah. So, that's it true. Usually does. Yeah, we get the bead tossing and the umbrellas going. It's wild. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, too, sticking with the theme of today as well, we always pay tribute to our veterans. We acknowledge them.
And
we,
oh, you do.
Every show that we do. Whether
oh, you
we
are
got,
one.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I served in the Army.
Absolutely.
And so this show, we're going to do the battle. We do the battle hymn, a traditional battle hymn, and then we wrap that into a medley with Elvis Trilogy.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's a big powerful ending to the show. So we appreciate you veterans, you know, and we do give a veterans discount.
I just want to say a quick thing. When I was graduating from high school, my class was the first one that didn't have to register for the draft. Ooh. Since before World War One. Wow. Okay. And the politicians were going crazy. It's like, my God, we're vulnerable, everybody's gonna attack us, we got a draft. And all these young kids like yourself said, you know what, we got this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys put together an incredible military force, the greatest military force in the nation, or in the world, just by volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yeah. My MOS, I signed up, I was going to be in broadcasting. I was going to do television. I was going to be a military reporter. I got to Milwaukee, the MEP Center, and this weasel of a recruiter guy goes, wouldn't your parents be more proud?
Oh my God.
If they had an engineer in their family.
Go out and find landmines.
That's exactly. He signed me up as a 12 Bravo, mm-hmm. switched my MOS on me, and I was out there like Bugs Bunny.
Looking for booby traps.
Dud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Thanks for
God
doing
bless
that.
You. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Kevin, you're busy summer. I mean,
very
you must
busy.
Feel good. You must feel good, though.
Next week, we're at the farmer's market with the band. Then we're up in Ephraim on Monday, and then just keeps going on. And Wednesday, we're in Seymour and just...
And you do a lot, but it's the community's doing more. And I think that speaks well for Green Bay. I mean, Big Daddy D, but there's just more events and smaller events, but more music in this community. And we need that.
Oh, it's all over, Jim. After we played that, we went over to the Bellevue Senior Living.
Yeah,
you couldn't get in the place.
Yeah,
it was just wild. We played their happy hour. It's like evergreen.
They do
it's
have happy like hour a, there. They do. That place is
it's
awesome.
It's like a cruise ship. It's just fabulous.
That's cool, man.
Thanks for sharing your talent, you guys. I mean, this is what...
And for sticking with like downtown Green Bay.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
both
I mean,
you guys.
You walk into a place like the Riverside Ballroom and there's nostalgia there.
No question.
There's neat architecture. You know, even once again, we don't have a show. We have a show coming up in October at the Automobile Gallery. But the aesthetic to go in and have other things to look at while you're there, to do a 50s and 60s show and have the 50s and 60s cars around you is really cool. And Green Bay's music community and scene is really, really great. I mean,
people... We talked about that yesterday.
Man, there's so many great places to go. And then there's a lot of really, really
but
good
the thing is,
there.
We're talking to the talent's always been here. They just didn't have the venues.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's really true. I think the reason you're not at the Automobile Gallery till October is they're booked till October.
Yeah.
I can't believe... We've had that Daryl Burnett on here a number of times, and they just keep going and going with different festivals. That's
one
just
after
something
another.
Else that's a kind of special here. It's what, 5, 8 years old or something. Just very cool to have that.
And
here.
To his credit, too.
Oh, my God.
Daryl is just the nicest guy.
Yeah, great guy.
I mean, always just kind and very accommodating.
He wants Jim's BMW on display down there.
Next to Bart's Charles Corvette.
Jim still feels a little chagrined when he pulls up at the homeless shelter in his BMW.
I hate that. Because I work there. It's like, I was with John one time. I said, I hate pulling up here when there's a line outside of people waiting to
so
eat.
So he parked by the dumpster like nobody would notice.
We'll all pitch in and get you a gremlin.
That's what I need. Hey, quick plug on how to get a hold of you, Kevin. Watch your, and YouTube, Daddy.
Just Google Kevin Van Essen and the Talk of the Town. Our whole schedule's there.
Right.
Like I say, and put down the 26 Jackson Square, 11-1. We're going to have a fun summer afternoon.
We'll be there.
Kevin Van Ness, Daddy D. Great having you guys.
Yep, Daddy D's, DaddyD's.
rockandroll.com.
All right.
Beautiful.
Easy to find.
Quick break. Back right
all right. Happy birthday, Mayor.
Thank you, Kevin.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
It's officially graduation time, and kids are excited. So let's get some of that energy out, shall we? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Monday, June 9th, from noon until 8 p.m., enjoy some end of school fun at the Funset Boulevard Entertainment Center with free access to the train, playground, bumper cars, carousel, and laser tag. That's one way to celebrate a great year at school. Check it out by going to WISS.FM and click events.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Summer, summer, summer.
Oh, yeah. Still got a chance to win $100 this hour in the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. They've got all the details for you. It's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets for $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of the grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation.
All right. So this hour's keyword is warm. W-A-R-M, warm. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play Stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword warm for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour you're playing for $100. You've got till 8 o'clock, so 7 more minutes. Get those texts in to win. Good luck.
All right. Well, we're welcoming a special guest here, and we, as fun as this show is, we have to talk about some things that maybe aren't so great in our community, and that's homelessness. And I do think the community is doing better. And thanks to you, Beverly, who you run the Safe Parking Program. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Safe Place Parking Safe Program is part of Wise Women Gathering right. Places programs.
And what you do is people who are in their cars that don't have a place to stay, you allow them to park in your lot. We're not going to disclose where the lot is, obviously, but it's got security. It's got bathrooms. And it's sad to see that, but it's a safe place to park.
Yes. Yeah. We had no idea it was going to be such a need. We found it's a real gap in our community. We thought it would be just a COVID, temporary COVID response back in 2020.
That's not a solution. That's temporary.
It's
temporary until we find more housing for
hey,
people
but
like
if
that.
It's warm and safe, they'll take it.
Oh, right? Well, you want it to be safe. I mean, because
a place to belong, because they get shooed off residential streets, shooed off business business parking lots.
Yeah. And tell our listeners, it's not just women. I mean, there's kids in the car.
There's kids. There's a real cross-section, men and women. Some people with their pets, it's just they can't part with their pets. So there's so many different stories that are on the lot. Some are working, trying to get their security deposit or find a place. With the 4% vacancy, it's so hard to find a place right now. Some just come and spend a few weeks or months, and then we don't see them again. Some come every month, a couple nights as they need it.
Hey, so is this year round?
It is, yeah.
Okay. But are you seeing an increase or what?
Every year we've had an increase.
That's too
every
bad.
Winter, every summer, it goes down in the winter. As soon as the shelters close, we jumped 10 cars.
Yeah, you can't use plural on shelters. There's only one shelter that closes here, and that's St. John's. Everybody else stays open.
Right, okay.
So it's just one shelter that closes, and that causes a spike. And we're dealing with that, too, at New Community. You need some help with this, though, right? Because there's a cost. You must have insurance costs.
Yeah, we had a blip last year where our insurance, we had to find new insurance. And then when we did, it was a lot more. So it's $5,000 for just the lot for the insurance. So,
all right. And then you have to have, obviously, security.
We have safety monitors on site. Yep, they check them in, and then they check them out. And when we started, we were there, had them there the whole time the Parkers were there. But as time went... we've navigate, funding, a patchwork of funding and the need. So we're there more on the weekends. And so,
can I ask you a quick question? One quick question. Because I had somebody a couple of years ago when I was at a home in Appleton, and it was like miserably below zero, and there was no place for this guy, and he's going to be sleeping in his truck. Yeah. And I brought him sleeping bags and whatever. And I thought, but could you still, he might die of exposure. I didn't know what to do. What do you do on those unbelievably cold nights with people in their cars?
So we have electrical outlets on one side of the lot so they can plug in with electric blankets. We've got people who donate electric blankets for them.
Fantastic.
We also have those portable batteries, Jackery brand. And we charge them during the day and loan them out to the Parkers during the night.
Beautiful, but it's awful that's going on in Green Bay.
Right, but
this is a pretty wealthy community. Well, the whole country's wealthy. There's two people that we want to connect with today, and one is I want to just give out the number if you need a safe place to park tonight or tomorrow or the rest of the summer, and that they could just call you at you want a different number here? Okay, 920-883-7202. So that's Safe Place Parking Program, 920-883-7200. The other thing, they need money. I mean, all nonprofits need money. And yours is a huge campaign, what, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. That's very doable. But if you want to donate to this really worthy cause, it's 920-490-0627. And that's your phone.
Yeah, that'll get you.
I know, I called you.
Get you to us, yep. And then on our website as well, we have a button. There's two buttons. So if you want to designate it straight for safe parking, push that button on our website.
All right. This is sad, but I'm glad you're doing this. And what is the ultimate plan, though? Is it to get more housing, or what do you think it is? You say 4% vacancy, that's not bad. I mean, that's bad.
It's bad. Anything. We just had the author of the book, Housing is a Homeless Problem. And anything below 5%, we're going to continue to see homelessness increase in Green Bay. So it's a bigger issue. Our community needs to build housing so that... And that will impact the homelessness rate.
Well, thanks for what you're doing. I think this is something that we need. We talked about places for the people to use. We talked about donating. Do you need volunteers, people help as well?
That would be great. Yeah, that would be great. Volunteers. We do have some community groups that come in and bring a hot meal a few nights a week. And Salvation Army brings a breakfast once a week. We are open to volunteers to help with the safety monitor role, which would reduce some of our operating costs. We're so thankful to the Oneida Nation letting us use that parking lot for the purpose. So yeah, we're always open to new ways. Gas cards are appreciated for the parkers at different times. So
wow, that's, I don't know, breaks my heart to hear that. But
I love the fact you have those heater type things.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I slept that night when I had to leave that guy wondering what was going to happen.
Right?
To him.
Yeah.
And there was no other place I would take him. This was done in Appleton.
And there's a real nice sense of community. The parkers take care of each other.
Sure.
You know, they're letting each other know where there's resources. We have our safety monitors who can connect them to resources as well.
Hey, when we had a guy in here who was about 6'3", about 260 pounds, and he said he was afraid sleeping outside at night. It's like, I don't care how tough you think you are. There's a different feeling,
but
so vulnerable.
It can be. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for what you're doing here, Beverly. This is the great thing. This is, again, you really run the Wise Women Gathering Place, and then the Safe Place Parking Program is something that you're doing here, and we need that. So, again, just 920-883-7202.
Thanks for what you do.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. People like you in the community that are so important.
It is.
Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
The controversy sparked when Musk criticized the president's massive spending bill, which is projected to add more than $2 trillion to the federal deficit. A federal judge temporarily blocking a proclamation by President Trump that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard. Russia slamming Ukraine in a retaliatory attack overnight, hitting Kyiv, among other places. This is ABC News.